Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report.
What does the U.S. military and China have in common? An energy policy based on using cleaner energy sources that decrease carbon emissions, reports Eric Wessoff at Green Tech Media. China has long surpassed the United States in funding for green technology and has recently instituted a program to buy solar power from private producers and, in a further display of reasonableness, is now discussing a campaign to limit greenhouse gas emissions, according to a senior climate official, reports the China Daily. Meanwhile, the U.S. military has made significant investments in energy efficiency and in biofuels. Over the next few years, the Navy will spend about $500 million on biofuels for its ships and aircraft, and the U.S. Army is planning to deploy renewable energy projects with a goal of getting 25% of its power from renewables by 2025. Finding diverse fuel sources is especially important to the military, noted Catherine Tweed in an earlier report, not just because they consume about 80% of all the energy used by the federal government, but because the task of protecting fuel lines puts troops' lives at risk. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.